Our third story now. The U.S. Secretary of State says militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant pose a grave danger to Iraq's future as well as regional security.
ISIL's campaign of terror, their grotesque acts of violence and repressive ideology pose a grave danger to Iraq's future. ISIL is not, as it claims, fighting on behalf of Sunnis. ISIL is not fighting for a stronger Iraq. Quite the contrary. ISIL is fighting to divide Iraq and to destroy Iraq. So this is a critical moment for Iraq's future.
Kerry says he told the Iraqi premier and other officials that defending Iraq largely depends on their ability to quickly form a new government. Kerry told Iraqis that they need to form a government that represents all Iraqis within the country's constitutional framework to preserve territorial integrity. Kerry once again warned that the ISIL is a potential threat to regional stability and the stability of the U.S. in the long run. Washington has so far taken no practical measures to help Iraq fight the militants. It says it wants Iraq to form a genuinely inclusive government before providing any assistance. This while the recent elections in Iraq gave Maliki's party a parliamentary majority. Meanwhile, recently released reports have revealed that ISIL militants, which the U.S. deems as a threat, were trained by the CIA in Jordanian camps. To discuss this more, let's talk to Professor Nabil Mikhail from Washington. Welcome, sir. Professor Mikhail, it's contradictory, but how can the U.S. speak of countering the ISIL when it literally supports it in Syria?
Not a whole support for ISIS in Syria. It is part of the anti-Assad aid packet. America said often that it does not want undesirable elements without really putting different explanations or elaboration that different rebel groups should not receive aid from the U.S. fighting Assad in Syria. But Daesh definitely is an important and dangerous element in Iraq that the Obama administration and President Obama himself is not fully cognizant of its danger and lethality. So your question also is part right. Why is America ignoring Daesh, ISIS, whatever you call it, in Iraq? And how come you are talking about a government of national unity in Iraq where the foundations of that government could be very well undermined if Daesh creates chaos and instability? So I detect, as you said at the beginning of your important question, another element of paradox here. America is saying something, America is contravening that thing. So it's even illogic. So why are you talking about a government of encompassing all these different stripes in the Iraqi people, and the foundation of Iraq itself is at stake? There has to be a strategic decision by the United States government regarding Iraq. Timing is very, very critical. It is not an academic topic. You have to save Iraq. Time magazine came up with a cover, "The End of Iraq." They do not understand that the Iraqi people are resilient, are faithful, are good people. They will stay the course together, Muslim, Christian, Shiite, Sunnis, Arab, Kurds, whatever. The United States has to understand the historical foundation underpinning Iraq. I am here in Washington. I can find very few people fully apprised of the strategic and historical significance of Iraq. Obama is saying any type of American manpower cannot stop the disintegration of the country, meaning Iraq. This is defeatist. So I regret that the level of discussion in the Obama administration is not up to the seriousness of the situation in Iraq.
And of course, how much of a threat would these terrorists be for the US, the UK, and even the Arab countries who supported them?
That's an important question, because what you're asking about is what type of action will be implemented. Please do not accuse me of going too far in imagination. Frankly, if the United States does not take a decisive action, I can believe and expect that Arab military support can be the factor beefing up Iraqi defenses. Because also, I mean, I think Iraq will apply a method of containment. Daesh controls parts of Iraq. Let us contain them like the old Soviet Union containment mentality. Iraq now can be the receiver of important aid shipments of military units. So I think Iraq strategically will contain the rebels. And they can, because the Iraqi army can function, can fight. And all these talks about retreats are very calculated, carefully calculated steps that aim at regrouping the troops and positioning right. them in a potential offense. So I believe that there could be some sort of an Arab-Islamic collective security type of aid that could help Iraq survive, but this time Iraq can say right. no to America for its political advice and also for its military aid.
All right. Professor Nabil Mikhail from Washington, thanks for your thoughts, sir.